The federal government has seen opposition to the Stronger Futures legislation from within Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory and others. What has the government's response been to this opposition?
There's something wrong with this government. Labor government has taken on board this legislation, and they are convinced of what they hear, but what they don't see it. Their information, what they get from those people in the community who have been the product of either welfare or a mission, and these people has lived on a dependency on the welfare mentality for a long time, and they get those messages and they say, look, there are some, probably 3 or 5% of the people are now wanting this stronger future. But the bottom line is that this particular legislation is actually a racist. It's creating and dividing and conquering the nation and the first people of this country. So they're not listening. There's something wrong within politics. There's something wrong that people are not listening.
Is there anyone that can benefit from the Stronger Futures legislation?
Nobody will benefit from this Stronger Futures legislation. There are special measures that the Aboriginal people and the leaders of Aboriginal people can sit with the government and have a good dialogue and negotiation, put every hidden agenda on the table openly, and we discuss. Surely we do not want violence against women. We do not want crime in this country. We want to try to clear up all the drugs and alcohol in this country. But we must do it properly. We must follow the ways people think. We must not be the dictators of people's lives. I know that this country have no Bill of Rights for every citizen who live in this country. But government must always be sensitive enough to see that people have the value. This country, Australia, is a multicultural society. People with a different diversity, people who have a different colors. Tradition is still strong. Aboriginal people still maintain law. We still maintain ceremony. We still maintain language and everything. This is not being regarded as being honored and respected by this government.